AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to ceasefire talks with Hamas.
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with the militant group that would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Several rounds of negotiations have faltered, though. Netanyahu says he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join talks in Gaza and Egypt. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Syria says Israel's carried out airstrikes near the northern city of Aleppo. An opposition war monitor says missile depots for the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah were hit, killing 44, including Syrian troops and Hezbollah fighters. Russia launched a large-scale attack on Ukraine's energy infrastructure today, a barrage of 99 drones and missiles, according to Ukraine's armed forces. Air raid warnings sounded across the country, with 10 regions coming under fire. Russia's state news agency RIA Novosti says Tajikistan's state security service has detained 9 people in connection with last week's attack on a Moscow concert hall that killed 144 people. The EPA has set new, stricter emissions standards for heavy-duty trucks, buses, and other large vehicles. The AP's Matthew Daly.
These trucks are, you know, about 6% of the vehicles on the road, but they spew about half of the smog and soot that we breathe. It's really a big change aimed at a smaller group.
And at a funeral service today for Joe Lieberman, a four-term senator from Connecticut and Al Gore's 2000 running mate, the former vice president offered this.
Democracy is a learning process, and I believe there is wisdom in the American people. Enough that we will pass through our present difficulties, aided by an underlying faith in the enduring value of the unity that we can find in friendship.
This is AP News. Kentucky's Republican-controlled legislature is moving to further reduce the powers of the state's Democratic governor. Jennifer King has details.
The Kentucky Senate voted 34-3 to strip their Democratic governor of his role in filling any temporary vacancy that may arise in the U.S. Senate. The legislation calls for a special election. The winner would hold the seat for the remainder of the unexpired term. Sponsor and Republican House Leader Stephen Rudy says the bill is a longtime policy stance and has nothing to do with 82-year-old Senator Mitch McConnell's decision to step down as Senate leader in November. Democrat Andy Beshear has denounced the measure. But with GOP supermajorities, the Bluegrass states House and Senate are in a position to override a veto, much as they did in 2021, when they limited the governor's Senate picks to a three-name list provided by leaders from the same party as a senator who formerly held the seat. Both of Kentucky's U.S. senators happen to be Republicans. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.